Get ready for another hour of quality confabulation as we present yet another December edition of Chris Fabry Live. We are live today. Love to hear from you because today is that maven of mayhem. At Constant Dripping of Love, my toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, is with us today for a Toxic Talk Tuesday. That's right, it's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday before Tuesday before Christmas. And we are going to talk about a lot of things today, but front and center is your craving for holiday treats. Now, you know that you do this. You know that you have a craving every time this year, and many of you feel guilty about that, and especially your love of chocolate. You feel guilty about chocolate. But we have good news for you today. My toxic life coach says that you can have your cake and eat it too. Non-toxic treats today. Listen up, dog owners. We have a special word for you. On this edition of Chris Fabry Live, here's our number should you want to get involved. 877-548-3675. 1-877-548-3675. Nate McMillan is our producer today. Ryan McConaughey, our engineer. Gabby Turk, who's answering your calls. Trisha McMillan is our coordinating producer. There is a rumor that Annie McMillan is in the house. And here she is, that Yuletide Wonder Woman, spreading organic Christmas cheer without the wassail. It's the lovely and talented Andrea Fabry.
Thank you. These weeks go by so quickly. Wasn't it yesterday I was here?
Seems like yesterday.
Haven't seen you since then.
As a matter of fact, I can't see you now
because
my monitor is in front of you. Yes, I'll get this.
Okay.
This is a union job. Don't touch that thing.
Is the back of the computer. There
okay.
We go.
Hi, how are you? Andrea, it's great to see you again. Now, let's full disclosure. We're going to talk about chocolate today, but we got to do some house cleaning things. The first thing, in an effort to be honest with our listeners, I have to admit to them that I have noticed at the sink these days that you went to the store and you actually bought dishwashing
contraire.
Soap.
Contraire. Oh, I love this. I'm so glad you brought this up. Our daughter, Megan, was out of state for a while, and then she had a mishap with her collarbone, mm-hmm. came back and brought that with her. But we've all been enjoying the store-bought, and it is, you know, it doesn't have the...
different consistency. It seems to suds
a
lot
better.
More quicker.
And I'm, you know what I'm going to do? As soon as that's empty, I'm going to fill it with the stuff that I make and see if anyone notices.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, but I'm going to make it more concentrated because this is what I've learned.
It's great.
People like it more sudsy. I think I can do that. A little glycerin added.
Now, coming up here. Coming up here in a few minutes. We're going to have a taste test right on the air. I don't think we've ever done this.
No, we have not.
Where the thing that you have linked at your website about this subject of chocolate today, people will
chocolate
get to...
Chocolate cheer, we're calling it, or cacao for Christmas.
They will get, you're not doing too well on the whole interrupting thing today.
Yeah.
Remember
thank you
last,
for that reminder.
Last month we were going to work on the interrupting thing, and we're not doing too well so far. I'm just saying. The other housekeeping thing then, so, you know, that's with the scratch and sniff. Go to the website. You can smell what these little chocolate things.
That he will be trying.
Yeah. The other thing is tomorrow. Tomorrow is a huge day in the galaxy. And care to guess what that is?
Yeah. Well, it is our 31st anniversary.
31
Married
years.
Married in 1982.
Yeah, and it was the 18th. What was the engagement? I asked you to marry me on the 18th.
From Germany.
Yeah.
You were on the phone.
Yeah. Well,
that's a long story.
It was a special hybrid
call.
Line.
Yes. Back in 82, I'm sure it was.
And at the end of the call, at the end when I asked her, and there was this very pregnant pause, and she said, "Can I get back to you? Let me call you back on that." Which I was actually kind of glad because I could see the numbers spinning. They had the little dial, you know. I've told you this before, haven't I?
It's a true story, though.
I did call him back. I'm looking here, and I read a proverb this morning. I always read the day. You know, today was the 17th, and there was something in here about corner of a housetop or something like that.
Wife.
Better a dry crust with peace than a house full of feasting with strife. Isn't that the truth?
Hmm.
And then there was another one, but he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and I did.
Aww.
Isn't that wonderful? 31 years.
Well, she who finds a good man finds a good thing. I'm sure that's equally somewhere in there.
You could extract it.
Yes.
But any thoughts? You were living a toxic lifestyle for so long.
Toxic free. Oh, and, toxic. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. You're right. Well, as far as our relationship and toxicity.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
asking?
No,
I'm just thinking of the things that we ate and the way that we lived.
Well,
it was very toxic.
I thought today, I just can't imagine going on this journey with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I woke up thinking as we approach 31 years. And it's been, we've had our peaks and valleys, shall we say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I woke up thinking, I can't imagine going on this journey. And I'm so glad we have stuck through the valleys to get, you know, to enjoy the, I think as it gets sweeter, as the longer you're married, there's just something about the compatibility that I think just grows over the years that you don't really know in the first 5 years.
But you have to work at that. There is, we could have gotten very much, you know, gone our own direction. You go your way. I go my way. We'll just live together, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It could have happened.
Yep.
You banged me over the head a couple times.
Thank you for staying married to me, for putting up with me.
No.
It's
and
true.
I have something special to play for you. Hey, Ryan, could you play it's the longer one. It's the one where Mary is talking there. It's the longer clip. Could you play that for Andrea? I just want her to hear that that little special thing.
Why do we have to live here in the first place and stay around this measly, crummy old town?
George, what's wrong?
Wrong everything, George. You call this a happy family. Why do we have to have all these kids?
Okay. Now that's what, you know, for not all 31 years, but...
We've been parents for 28. So, so that was... Mm-hmm.
That was it. Now, if I could wrap up then this segment with any clip from that film, it would be this right here. Right here.
This George, why must you torture the children?
Our son was in It's a Wonderful Life. He was the Jimmy Stewart character the other day. He said he could barely make it through that scene because so many times if Chris gets on edge, I just look at the kids and then I look at him and I say, why must you torture the children?
Yeah.
All of our kids were just laughing at that.
It is funny. Well, it's 31 years of just sheer bliss. You know, I like the analogy of it. When I talked on CB radio, there were these, you know, like half channels, but you'd never hear them. And you could go on these, you know, they call it the sideband. I think the bliss is in the sideband. Isn't that good?
You know what's so interesting is that raw chocolate in its raw form has anandamide, which is the bliss chemical.
No.
That was on my to-do list this
hour.
And look at that transition.
Your bliss list.
My bliss list.
We've already gotten to
I had to figure out how to pronounce it, but it's anandamide.
Anandamide. All right. So if people want to get involved here, just they call in, say what their favorite chocolate is.
Anything about chocolate. You know, let me ask you, where does it come from?
Chocolate comes from, of course, the chocolate fairy or a man called Hershey's.
This very question shows us how little we know about where all of our food comes from. Honestly, and the way kids are raised with all the processed foods, we don't really know the backstory, if you will.
All right. So maybe
we're going to talk about the backstory.
Maybe that's a good question to our first question. Where does chocolate come from? And don't go look it up on Wikipedia. If you know the answer or think you know the answer to that, you give us a call and let's talk about it today on a Toxic Talk Tuesday.
To reach the studio now, call 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-LIVE-675.
This is Chris Fabry Live, and it's about a week and a day before Christmas, and isn't it fun to spend some time with people that you love talking about a really good thing, chocolate. Today on Toxic Talk Tuesday, we're going to talk chocolate, and I threw that question out. Look at all the lines are going here, so let's see what Catherine has to say. Catherine in Illinois somewhere, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Merry Christmas. And
thank you.
Where does chocolate come from?
A cocoa bean.
A cocoa bean.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, technically, it's cacao bean. It becomes cocoa once it's processed, generally speaking. But for our purposes, cocoa bean works. Yep. It's a plant. It's an evergreen.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Christmas
tree.
Is
it really?
Mm-hmm.
Can we? Okay. Catherine, God bless you. Let's go to line three. And Sarah is on in Indiana. Sarah, anything to add to that? What do you know about chocolate?
I just know that it's a cocoa bean, and I was able to watch a DVD one time of a production of it, and it was really cool.
Well, and what do they do on the production of it? What do you remember from that?
I remember they had to go through a drying process, and where they have to get it into a powder, and I don't. It was since I was in high school, so it's been a little bit.
But it was eye-opening, right? It's like, whoa, this just doesn't...
Yeah. It literally
does grow on trees, but not the way we eat it.
It doesn't just appear in your store. Okay. How about Ray in Cleveland? Ray, what do you think about chocolate?
Chocolate is just like coffee. It's a berry off of a tree, an evergreen tree, like you said, from Mexico in origin. It is then dried, then ground. It used to be used as a drink, and it was actually a savory drink, not without the sugar, sometimes with spices and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then over time, it has been, produced into the candy that we eat now with sugar and cream. And the longer that you cook it and move it around, the more elastic it gets and the better quality it gets.
Mm.
Great.
I love what you're saying there, Ray. Thanks a lot for calling us today. And I hear somebody. So we go from Illinois to Indiana to Cleveland. Now we're going to go south to Cleveland, Tennessee, and talk with Deanna. Deanna, what is your brush with chocolate?
Well, I grew up in my teenage years in Venezuela, and my dad had a cacao plantation. His family at one time had been very wealthy chocolate owners. So in the summers, we'd go to the country. In other words, we'd leave the capital and we'd go to the country and spend our summers in the country. And I was able to see how it's all produced. And it's a fruit, the cacao fruit. It looks like a grenade. They cut the top off and out comes this the pulp, which is slimy. And then in that are all the cacao beans. And then they have to wash that slime off, if you would. And then the people in the town... They would own a part of their own. They would, work for the land, for the landowners, and then they would get to keep a certain amount. And they would take this into the town, and the town had real broad sidewalks. And they would roast the beans right on the sidewalk. But the funny part of it is, it's like the first 3 days of when the cacao is baking in the sun, it stinks to high heaven. And you're like, how could something so wretched smelling be so delicious?
It's true. The process.
3 days, the process. And then the next, they would take the beans and flip them with these huge shovels, homemade shovels. Like they, flip the beans over, and then that second toasting. Oh, then it's like you're living in paradise because everything, the wafting fragrance of chocolate was everywhere.
It's like the coffee bean. When you roast it, you start to really smell it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, but it was quite a way to grow up as a kid.
I'll bet.
And
Deanna, thanks for your call today. That took us right there. I mean, the streets, because where we live now, they roast the chilies, the green chilies.
So you can picture the roasting. And it's interesting because before they roast, it's actually fermented for at least a week under banana leaves traditionally. Where you would think it's, and I think that's what she's smelling, I imagine, is that the whole fermentation. But that's where you get all this blend of flavors, and it turns it into acetic acid, lactic acid, some of the regular fermented foods that we know, like yogurt or vinegar. And this blend of flavors occurs in that week under the banana leaves. And most people don't realize it's a fermented food. And so you this is where the small farmer in these countries, because it only grows 20 degrees north and 20 degrees south of the equator. So it just needs a lot of rain and humidity.
So there's a band
that
doesn't grow well. We couldn't grow it here.
Correct.
Because we're not in the right climate.
And in West Africa alone, there are 1.5 million. I like what she said. Did she say cacao?
Because
it is cacao farms just in West Africa. It's a huge commerce business for these countries. And this is where I think as Christians, it is a very positive thing to look at fair trade when it comes to cacao trading and commerce, because how are these farmers being treated? This is their livelihood. This is what they depend on. And if there's no middleman, and often is the case with a fair trade company, they seek out the individual farmer, oversee the fermentation, the drying, and the roasting process. And, you know, how great is it to support that kind of effort?
Now, you have brought to the studio here today at the Cactus Compound at Detox Center a creation called...
Oh, you know, I didn't name him. He's a gingerbread man-shaped...
chocolate guy.
See, we say cacao. Cacao man.
But
he's a cacao man.
There are two colors
in
here.
Because I was just experimenting with... I got some cacao in its most raw form, and that is cacao paste. It's very expensive if you go online. I considered I was doing research for my husband, for my family.
You were doing?
Yes. And I melted it, and so it has the fat in there. Usually when you're buying cacao powder, you need to add back some fat in the form of coconut oil or whatever, or cacao butter. You're blending them back in. This has it together. I put in some... cacao butter. I put in some homemade stevia to sweeten it. And when you tasted it this morning, it was too bitter.
How do you make homemade stevia?
The plant. And you just, that's another.
This is really good.
You like it? Because this morning, here's what I'll tell our listeners is.
Go ahead and tell
you
them.
You said, oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt? Hey, it's okay to have a bell when I interrupt. I wouldn't mind. I think that'll help me. This morning when I had you try it, you said, whoa, that is dark chocolate. That's bitter. So then I did a top layer on that of coconut butter, coconut manna, and added a little more stevia. In fact, I added a little peppermint stevia.
Now, if our listeners then want to name this creation, the Cacao Men, we have the picture on the Facebook page right now. If you go to Chris Fabry Live's Facebook page, you'll see the front and the back. Now, this is somebody else that's taken that picture. You didn't take that picture,
no,
right?
I did.
You did?
Which one?
That one right there.
Brandon helped me. I want to make sure I'm looking at the same thing. Yeah, so that's our tree.
That's
actually our humble little
the
tree.
Cactus compound. I didn't recognize it.
You
all it actually looked...
from a magazine?
Like a tree.
Looked like right out of a magazine.
The cacao men are there, and you can see that. And is there a recipe for it?
Not yet. So I'm sorry, but on the article that we're pointing you to, there are 11 recipes using cacao powder.
Okay, I got you.
And one of them, I'm sure, has some type of fudge or coconut.
And this
candy.
Thing that I'm looking at that's growing off the tree, one that's kind of light lime green and one that's yellow.
Those
or
are
orange.
The pods, okay. And they turn from yellowish to brownish over time.
They almost look like squash. You know,
they do.
They look
so
like
yeah, there's
outside.
A picture of an actual cacao tree with the pod, not quite ripe.
Okay. And then you have some questions here, and then you have pictures of things that you can do and recipes. Cacao, almond balls, and avocado ice cream.
Colin's avocado ice cream is up there, and this was his go-to food for 2 years. He's a little burned out on it, but he made it last night because he looked at two avocados. And Colin is our one with type 1 diabetes, so this is the best dessert for him.
It has carbs or low carb?
Yeah, and no carbs to speak of. He hardly doses for it and does great because it's mostly that rich fat of the avocado and then the raw cacao, and then he puts in some stevia. So his recipe is up there too, under avocado ice cream.
Let's go to Clover, who's in Florida. See, we've gone all the way, you know,
to Florida.
From the north to the south. Hi, Clover. Where did you grow up?
Hi, Chris. I grew up in Jamaica in the country.
Did you really?
And I used to climb those trees and pick the cacao myself. We call it cocoa beans.
And did you ever eat it straight out of the pod? I mean, if you just took
it.
Does it taste like?
Very sweet. The slimy part, the white part of it that covers the beans themselves, it's sweet. And
really?
We used to suck them off as children, yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead. The bean then itself inside isn't sweet? Just the white slimy stuff?
just the white slimy stuff. And what we do is we'd wash them, put them out to dry in a zinc. The zinc is like a metal piece of material that you can buy at Home Depot. But we didn't have a Home Depot. We had a local haberdashery, and that we used to buy the zinc there and put the cocoa beans on there to dry. And after about 3-4 days in the sun, we would do pretty much like they do in Mexico, put it in a mortar and beat it. We would roast it first in a big metal pot. And then we would beat it in a mortar and take the husk off and then make it into like a paste, roll it into a ball, and when it would dry itself like that. And then we would make it into they call it cocoa tea.
Ooh, yeah.
So in that state, right now, then, when it was in that ball state, when you put it in a paste, was that sweet or was it bitter?
Bitter.
Yeah, okay. You have to add sugar and cream and other things to it in order to get it to kind of the consistency that we know is like a chocolate bar. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's what dark chocolate is, typically just 100% the raw cacao or cocoa powder.
That was chocolate in the raw. For
yeah. So what is it like now to eat, you know, nowadays? Yeah.
Now they make it so that you just put it in milk or hot water and it dissolves itself. Usually we had to boil it after you make it into the bowl and you want it to make like on a Sunday or Christmas or whenever special occasion you have it, because they didn't drink it every day because it's such a process to go through.
But do you like the taste of, you know, our kind of candy that's so convenient?
I love chocolate.
Doesn't matter, does it?
In any form, especially ones with the nuts in it. But right now, still at home, we have those balls because they make them commercially now. And I have some at home that I use, you know, on special occasions when we have family, because some people don't really like the taste of it because it's in the raw, like it's not sweet already. And you have to add so much things to it to make it the way you want it. We put nutmeg or cinnamon and cinnamon leaves in there when we're boiling it.
Clover, did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes. I'm the youngest, so I was the troublemaker in the family.
What are your siblings' names?
Victor, Ken, Marjorie, Magnus, G, Andy, Manly, Doll, Sylvia, and me.
How many was that?
That was nine, wasn't it? Yeah, nine altogether. Isn't that cool? Okay, so why did they, with Victor and
Andy,
why did they name you Clover?
My brother said, I guess because we grew up in the country and we had cows, and they used to have to take the cows out and everything to a pasture, and there were lots of clovers all over the place, and they had beautiful yellow flowers, and I guess my brother said he named me. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
That sounds like it could be.
It's a lovely story. You never fell out of the cacao tree, did you?
No, but others. The tangerine tree I have because I was chased by a lizard.
Ah!
Well, I think we should have her on. You want to stay on
too.
Through the
no,
next
time? I want to grow up in Jamaica. This is fascinating to hear all the stories. Thank you for calling in here today.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from you, Clover.
And so that's somebody who grew up with this. Now, here's Ruth in Ohio. Ruth, before our break here, tell me what happened to you and your son.
Well, my comment is not nearly as technical as the rest of these have been. But I have four boys. We have four boys. And the youngest one was in sixth grade last year. And he did a short, not nearly as in-depth as the rest of these comments have been, but a report on chocolate. And we came to the conclusion that since it is originated in a bean, it must be a vegetable. So we eat as many vegetables, quote unquote, as possible in a day.
Especially around Christmas time, right?
Exactly. Any way you want to put it, we'll eat it in our house.
I cannot, you know, we find a lot of ways to rationalize our behaviors. But, you know, I'm tracking. But, I'm tracking with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep that away from the dog, though. That's the other question here is why do animals, especially dogs, why are they allergic and what can happen to them? But, Ruth, I like what you're saying. I don't know if it would go over, you know, Hershey's rutabaga or, you know, Hershey's.
Well, on the salad, you know, as a dressing, the chocolate syrup. I don't know.
I just might. All right. So I want to keep talking. So there are a couple other questions that someone has asked a question about white chocolate. Is that really the same thing? I want to see if you know this or maybe some of our listeners, and talk about the festive nature of food and Christmas and the toxicity and some more of your recipes here. You're in down for the struggle, Andy?
I can't wait.
He's here. 877-548-3675. Enjoying the time together on a Toxic Talk Tuesday here on Chris Fabry Live and Moody Radio, chrisfabrylive.org. Oh, we're enjoying some time with Radio Backyard Fence here today with my toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry. We've been married for 31 years tomorrow. And we're going to celebrate that 31 years at a chocolate factory. We're not going to do that. I'm going to be here live tomorrow, 1 week before Christmas. But I'm sure that we should actually ask our listeners what we ought to do for an anniversary. You know, what would be the perfect anniversary for a Toxic Talk
a week before person? Christmas, when we haven't started any Christmas shopping and all the kids at home.
Yeah. What should we do? And then we'll ask them to fund whatever it is. We're not going to do that. But we are talking about chocolate. And this is fun. There's so many people who are really enjoying
this. It's a popular food. And I think there's a lot of confusion about it.
There is a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I
hear the question coming.
But I think, you know, most of the time when I hear you talk about eating well, eating correctly, eating these organic things. Real food.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes,
you're right on target with that one. But when I hear chocolate, I hear weight gain and I hear, you know, chemical reaction to the whatever it is that's in
there. Well, this is, you know.
Just interrupt anytime.
Oh, sorry. Where's the bell? Thank you. Okay. That's the third one at least. You're right, though, when you gave me grace and you said she just gets so excited. That's really why I interrupt you on this program. When I interrupt you and we're having a conflict, that's a different deal.
It's a whole different deal.
So you're saying, is it really that healthy? It depends on what it is combined with and how you've gotten it. How raw is it? Once it's processed and heated to high temperatures and then combined with lots of milk and sugar, like our caller was saying, a lot of those good properties, I'm sorry to say, are gone. But there's some magnesium in there. There's some anandamide in there, which is the bliss chemical. There's some sulfur and so forth. It's just that in antioxidants, it's probably lost in the refined sugar and the dairy and the whey and the high heat. So
that's why the stuff in the pure form is going to cost more.
Well, absolutely. And it isn't, you know, like a vegetable in our diet. And that's what, you know, we were laughing about. But I think it's so hard to get, really. And it's such a process. And you do need to pay to honor those farmers for what they have done to provide this. It is a moderate food. It's in limited consumption, just like anything sweet is. You know, I mean, is it all bad? No. Even in if you have a chocolate bar, you know, you have a chocolate bar. But if you really are looking for, I think you interrupted me. Is there a bell for him? Thank
you. So excited. The caller who lived in Jamaica, she said, we didn't drink it every day.
Right.
When you live with it, you learn, hey, it's kind of hard to do this. So you have it on special occasions. You don't just consume it. That's my point.
Oh, absolutely. It's
thanks
a very valid point.
Program.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate that. But the issue, you said the chemical reaction. Now, this is the part I think that is so interesting to know about your response to raw cacao. So, and raw cacao is available to us. And I listed one site that has like lots of different kinds. So you can see that there are lots of companies that make this available. And yes, you'll pay more, but there's so much you can do with it. But the chemical is in its raw form to watch out for is theobromine. bromine. I'm sorry, theobromine. And by the way, it's the Theobroma tree. That's the cacao tree.
Is it really?
So, and theobromine is the one chemical that does act like a stimulant. So some people get confused that it's full of caffeine. It's actually got theobromine, which is one quarter the strength of caffeine. But I got to tell you, I can't have any raw cacao at night. Because I can tell a big difference. I have a hard time going to sleep. So that's important to know. For dogs, they don't have the enzyme to metabolize theobromine. So they can go into cardiac arrest. It's so stimulating, they're not even able to process it properly. So that's why it's toxic to dogs.
That's why you want to keep those treats up high, as dog owners know. And if you're a new dog owner, you get a new puppy for Christmas, tell the kids about this. And that can be a chemistry lesson right there.
Absolutely. Yes. Theobromine.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Tricia is in Ohio. Hello, Tricia. You have a question for the chocolatier today.
Yes. I've seen a product at the natural store that's called Carob, and I was just wondering if you could tell me what is that made out of.
Right.
Is that a better choice or no?
Depends on what you're going for. For cooking process, depends on what you want. It is higher in sugar, I will tell you that, but it's totally unrelated. It's from the carob tree. It's a Mediterranean shrub. And I actually haven't studied the carob process if there's fermentation involved. I do know that it's 40 to 50% sugar, granted, if you get raw carob, that's certainly better. It hasn't been processed a lot, and so you're getting in its raw form, but it will taste much sweeter. It's not bitter. So again, it can cut out your need to add sugar to the raw dark chocolate, possibly, and it may be a good trade-off for your family or for your kids.
But you lose an amount of control in there about how much sugar that you put in.
It is a sugar. It is much sweeter.
Okay.
All right.
Does that help,
you.
Tricia? God bless you.
Yes,
thanks for calling here today. Carol's in Pennsylvania. And she used to be a teacher in Columbia. Hey, Carol, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, Chris. And I so enjoy you and your wife when you're on together. And you're such role models for families across America. And thank you so much.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank
Very
you,
kind
Carol.
Of you.
Yeah, I'm holding a cacao bean. Because you could buy them. They would have them on the tourist site. And when I was down there for 2 years on a leave to teach missionary children, when I came back, I brought this, and this bean has actually traveled to many churches. I also used it in my classroom. In fact, I found a reading comprehension sheet to try to help children with comprehension, and it actually had a story about the cacao bean. And the one I have is about 5 inches long, but they can be as much as 10 inches long.
And
what do you mean by the comprehension? Part.
Well,
what did you say?
Being a teacher, I'm always looking for illustrations, and so I had this sheet, and I would have the kids read it, and they didn't know I had a cacao bean, and then they would learn all about the cacao bean, and then I would pull out the cacao bean. And of course, I did children's ministry in my church, and I would use it as a illustration also. But it's I just thought that would be a little bit different take, and I've so enjoyed, especially from the people who lived there, because even though I lived there for 2 years, I didn't learn a lot about it until I came back. But it's been fascinating to hear these people tell about living down there and actually
seeing the trees.
You know, that is really interesting that you say you can learn about something and you can read about it and you can hear about it. It's something else to hold it in your hand. It's something else when Andrea, a little early in the hour, gave me, you know, this is the
this
creation.
Is it, right. From
now,
the taste.
You eat it. Mm-hmm. You taste it. Do you like this? That is a different that goes further in your comprehension.
Yeah, I'm so glad you've held on to that bean, and I'm sure it's roasted, I assume, roasted. The reason I asked about comprehension, because one of the chemicals in there is PEA, I can't pronounce it, it's very long, but it has to do with the adrenals and helps with focus and alertness. So that's one of the qualities of raw cacao, because you get, again, it's raw, so most of those chemicals are still living in there and active. And so I thought maybe she was referring to that, but...
Yeah. Well, I can't help but go the next step, though. And what do we celebrate at this time of year? God could have said, I love you, I want a relationship with you. He could have written this in the sky with clouds or whatever. But what did he do? He gave us his word, you know, his spoken word, and then the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Mary picked up God, basically. Mary cradled God, and he suckled from her breast. And he lived and moved and had his being among us. And we, you could touch him back then. You know, you could pull him up on your lap, little Jesus. And he was right there. And this was God in the flesh, still deity, but still fully human. And taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, you hear that in the Old Testament. And then to go to this part, it's just mind-blowing to think that God would go to that extent to reach out to us. And I couldn't resist.
Thank you. That's good.
Carol, God bless you. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more of your questions and comments today on A Toxic Talk Tuesday.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
You didn't know they were going to play this. This is the song that Heyerdahl that we played at our wedding.
Aw, it is.
It is. Ryan didn't even know that.
Isn't that great? Cool?
It all comes together. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful marriage. We're talking about chocolate today with Andrea Fabry, who is the founder of Moms Aware, which is an organization dedicated to raising awareness about chocolate and your health and our environment. Mother of nine. She used to host Midday Connection. Now she co-hosts Building Relationship with Dr. Gary Chapman with yours truly. And if you go to chrisfabrylive.org and you click on the Visit Her blog, it'll take you over to Cacao for Christmas. And you'll see, are you craving indulgent holiday treats? Are you feeling guilty about your love for chocolate? If you click on the Read More, it'll take you to Cacao for Christmas and Chocolate Cheer. And some of the things, the pictures that we're talking about, and the creation that I ate a little earlier in the hour.
First which one on the left.
Very, very.
Well, we haven't named him yet.
It was just good.
I want to go back to that because I think this will encourage people. So the first one I tried, it was too bitter. And I added absolutely no refined sugar to make, you know, him. I tried again. I put another layer of white chocolate, if you will, which is the cacao butter. And you can buy raw cacao butter, and you'll see it's not dark at all. The fat part of it is pale. It's a cream color, kind of yellowish. And so I added some coconut manna or coconut butter, which is white. And then I poured it on top of the dark chocolate that was bitter. And we can reiterate, can't we? When you tasted it the second time, did you like it better?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And the texture was different, too. It was but you froze. You have these cool because in its natural state, it will melt.
This is why we were so, you know, taken with melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Because in its raw form, when you have the fat part of the cacao, it melts quite rapidly. So what we do, when you have cacao powder now, then you can add it to things and add it to water and... I think there's a term for this anyway, and it'll blend with the water and you won't have that issue. So you can use cacao powder and not have it melt. There are lots of recipes that way. But when you're using the fat in its raw form, yes, we put it in the freezer, we bring it out, and we just eat it right away.
Why would God create something so good if we couldn't?
Well, you know, that's the thing that is so hard about... did I interrupt you?
Yeah, can you play the doorbell?
Go ahead.
Okay, keep going.
After 31 years, you'd think.
So why would God...
Go ahead.
I could just stop right there.
No.
Just why? Why? And then I can stop. This would be the easiest program ever. You know, all I had to do is just say why, and boom, she's gone. But you got to wait 31 years till you could do that. You can't do that in the first year. Okay, so why?
Well, you're you're asking me, why would God create something so wonderful if we're not supposed to eat it? That's what you were going to ask.
That's
and
right.
I knew that. I just intuitively knew that. Especially after, you know, your musings on, you know, God made flesh. And that's what made me think of it during the break. I said that just reminds me of the question, why would he make something so delicious if we can't have it? And so many of the foods that we love, the problem is not the food itself in its original form. It's the processing of it. It's all the synthetic things added and so forth. And I think we get confused and we think, well, we have to only eat vegetables. And I just, you know, some people, depending on their level of sickness, it might be wise to have a very limited diet for a period of time, certainly, or fast, or whatever your body needs. But if you're healthy, can you have some chocolate? Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not telling you, but don't assume that all chocolate then must be bad. And in its raw form, you'll also notice that it has its fat before we press it out in whatever form it's pressed out and then dry it into powder, separate it out. It has lots of fat. And that's another, I think, confusing thing for people. All fat is bad. Well, not all fat is bad. When it's made in a factory, yes, the FDA just this month has validated that. Trans fats, the ones that are made in a factory, lead to heart disease and disease in general. So we understand that, but then we say, well, then all fat is bad. Well, why would God make that, you know, in that form? There's so many foods like that where there are, you know, cream butter and we margarine. It's just confusing. And all I'm saying is going back to how did God make our world and kind of going back to the origin of our food and where does it come from and what kind of soil is it grown in? And it's really, there's so much to eat that he's given us.
I love that.
Now, you didn't interrupt me one time.
Excerpt that for the next program, Nate. There's so much to eat. That's what I want to hear. Sue is on the line. Sue, there are many uses for cacao powder, right, Sue?
Yes, there are. I saw a thing on Pinterest some time ago about making your own dry shampoo. And it calls for baking powder, cornstarch, and if you have dark hair, you put in a teaspoon of the cocoa powder. Mm-hmm. And recently, with all the craziness around the holidays, I had to go somewhere and didn't have time to wash my hair, and I tried it, and it was wonderful. I used to buy that stuff in the spray can, but I didn't like that. And
did it make it a little darker? Was it color
it
part
did.
Good?
Yes, yeah. It did. It broke. It cut that whiteness of the other things, you know, the other ingredients. So, yeah, it worked great.
I put it in lip balm and soap, and there's just, and it's a great exfoliant too. And if you make a mask or like a dry rub scrub for your face, it has a lot of good properties. So I can see it for shampoo. I hadn't heard that.
All right. So thanks for your call. Bridget is in Peoria. And if it plays in Peoria, hey, Bridget, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. What do you have to say about cacao?
Well, it's just kind of like you're talking about health issue. I was diagnosed with osteoporosis, and they've told me that I can't have caffeine because mm-hmm. it takes the calcium out of your bones. And so I just wondered with the cacao in its raw form.
Good question. Right. Yeah, that's
the same
a great
thing,
question.
Or is it bad for me?
Well, it does have oxalic acid, which inhibits calcium absorption. So you would want to be aware of the oxalic acid component to it. So those are the two problems, the theobromine that we talked about and the oxalic acid. But oxalic acid is in a lot of green spinach and that sort of thing. So, but it inhibits
really?
The absorption.
Because I eat a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying necessarily it's just good to know, but in the raw, if you have the raw cacao butter and you have the good fats, see, there's calcium in there. So how it would work on your body, I do know that vitamin K2 is missing from so many of our diets. So even women, the studies on women taking calcium supplements and then still having, you know, the bone density issues, they're discovering is this vitamin 2 K2 deficiency. So if you have something like, natto has a lot of vitamin K2, a lot of foods, cream, butter.
Well, right there for a minute, okay. Because we were just talking about this on a walk. You said if you could go back 20 years and do anything in your diet to enhance your calcium, your bones, you would do what?
Eat natto. Because that's the highest vitamin K2. And you look
And what is natto?
Oh, it's a Japanese fermented dish. It's fermented with soy. And I know there's a lot of, I'm afraid of soy. But in fermented form, a lot of those anti-nutrients are taken care of and neutralized. But natto, it's been around for a very long time, a Japanese fermented food. And there's a definite taste acquiring. But if you look at vitamin K2 properties of foods, natto is just way up. Egg yolks, cream, butter, and it's from grass-fed cows, has a lot of vitamin K2. There's a lot of interesting research coming out about it. And so I relate to you. This is something I've studied on and thought a lot about for me as I'm getting older. And I know what, that's why did I say natto or did I just say fat in general?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm thinking, Bridget, hang on the line. We'll get you an email address so that you can correspond with Andrea, and we'll send you a pound of natto. I don't know, because you have to pressure cook that. Isn't that what you pressure cook?
Oh, it's very hard to make. I've spent a year on it, but I am so determined. You don't have to. It's in Asian stores in the frozen section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, this hour has just flown
by,
Andrea, and it's always a real pleasure to have you here. And I hope we get to see you before the next time.
Before the holidays?
Yeah. Okay. And do you know what's your husband getting you for Christmas, by the way?
Hey, we just had a conversation. We're like, let's just...
Didn't we? I thought you said
that was the anniversary.
Yeah. No, it's great. So thank you for... And if people want to find out more about you, go to chrisfabrylive.org. If you click on her blog post, then you'll be taken to that blog about cacao and about the powder and all of that. So God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
For 31 years, let's do it another 31. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago. Thanks a lot for listening.